day, wonderful listeners, and welcome to Talk Tales Podcast. I am Chimere Okoyazi. This is your number one podcast, the podcast for every mood, podcast for everybody, podcast for family. Welcome to this very amazing episode. My last episode was about Valentine. How was your Valentine's Day? Hope you all celebrated well. You can share your experiences with me on social media, and you can even send a voice note on Anchor and I'll get back to you. So today I have two very interesting people, two very fun people, and these guys are intelligent. When I say intelligent, like, they are really, really smart and intelligent. So they are here with me to talk about the topic, virginity. Is it really worth the hype? So they'll be introducing themselves, starting with the lady.
Oh, hello guys, my name is Okole Ekwazi Zuteng, and I'm an undergraduate student of Mass Communication, University of Nigeria, Nsukka.
Okay, hello everybody, my name is Nnamdi Ogbonna. I'm a student of the University of Nigeria, Nsukka. I'm reading Mass Communication also.
Thank you, that is very good to know. They are my classmates, like, I am really proud of them. Really amazing people, like I said earlier. So I decided to get them on this topic because they are advocates of sexual purity. On Valentine's Day, you guys should, you really needed to see their social media handles, the way they were posting. Sex is not a Valentine's Day gift. Sex is not a Valentine's Day gift. That was what even inspired the topic for today. And I was like, you both cannot run away from this. You are going to be here. You are going to tell me all about what you think. So what do you guys think? Do you think it is really worth the hype? Well, wait till the end of this episode. You are going to hear our conclusions. You are going to hear our views and opinions. So Zutim, what do you think? What do you think virginity is? What is your definition of virginity?
Okay, I would say virginity means staying away from sex, abstinence from sex, and any other sexual activity that can arouse your hormones.
Okay, nice definition, Namzi.
Okay, I think I agree or concur with Zutim's definition. Virginity means abstinence from sex. Like, when we say that someone is a virgin, we mean that person has never had sex. Okay. So that is what we mean.
Okay. Thank you very much for that definition. But I have a question before we move forward. Do you think a person who has kissed and, like, caressed someone is still a virgin? What do you have to say?
Well, biologically, if I'm correct, you know, God has created women. God created women in such a way that if we're not virgins, it's easy to detect, but for the guys, I don't know. But so I would say, coming back to the question, if you're curious and all that, those are things that lead to the main thing in sex. So they are, like I gave earlier in the definition of virginity, I mean any activity that can arouse your mood. So when someone is caressing you, touching you, those sensitive places in your body, those are you get
okay, so you're
feel good.
That.
So
it's the feel good.
So, like, it's part of it. It's part of the abstinence. You need to keep yourself. Not just about you. There's no penetration, but then you engage in such acts. Your eyes, what your eyes see, what you hear, so these are things that we need to, you know, abstain from.
Okay. So, in your opinion, you're saying that a person who has never had any form of sexual contact, like the person has never done anything relating to sex, person is 100% virgin. But if you have kissed, let me say, your own has dropped. Is that what you're trying to say? Like, it's dropping without the penetration.
Let's just say, if you've kissed and you repent.
Okay guys, let's move on. Please, let's move on.
Okay,
now let's hear what you have to say about
that. Was the same opinion, but I think even if you've kissed, But you've not done the main thing, I think you're still a virgin. Like, if the main thing is, if you've not had sexual intercourse with anybody, I think you should be called a virgin.
But still don't engage in such activities that lead
to... it could lead, you know, foreplay and all these things. It could lead to sex, but once it has not led to it, I think the person should be called a virgin.
Interesting. So, Zutim, I'm always asking you first because you're closer to me.
And ladies first.
So Zutim, when was the first time you heard about virginity? Where did you hear it from? Was it from the home, school, street?
I heard about when I was younger, let me say my primary school, I think I've heard something like that. And then the first time I started menstruation, my mom called me and I was like, you know, I'm now a lady, this, that. So that was the first time I heard about stuff like that.
Okay.
But then she didn't give me like a detailed
explanation.
You know, parents of nowadays, that's why it's good if you're a parent now, you have to teach your child, you know, tell your child the truth. Don't try to cover up some things because the child, in one way or the other, she will get it and she will get it in
and
the
if
wrong
they learn,
way.
Yes,
at the end of the day, you can't do anything about it. So just better, there's nothing about hiding. We are in a generation where we call ourselves a computer.
Computer age.
So they will get it the wrong way from school, from friends. So she didn't give me a detailed explanation. But I thank God I later heard it somewhere in the club I attended. They taught me about virginity, about sex, about relationship.
A club, religious club.
Yeah, no, a Christian club.
Oh, okay. So Nnamdi, when was the first time you heard about virginity? What did it seem like to you?
Okay, I've been hearing of the word for a very long time now, and I think the first time I heard of it was a radio set. When I was much younger.
Okay, sorry to cut you short. So your parents never ever told you anything about virginity, like the need for you to keep it and stuff like that. You just heard it outside the home.
Yeah, my parents told me something about it, but they didn't say it with much emphasis, just like Stims said. So the main place I heard of it, like in detail, was through a radio set. There was a radio show going on that time, so we had a radio set then. I listened to it, and again, our teachers taught us something about that, so we learned from it. And then through my peers, my age mates, we were just talking about these kind of things when I was much younger. So these are the ways I've heard it.
Okay, really, really interesting to know. So I want to ask you guys something. You know, you said you have heard about virginity, you accepted the norm, we were okay with the, just went along with it, you didn't verify, like when you heard from the club, you didn't bother going back to your mom to be like, mom, this is what I heard, and then Nnamdi didn't go back to your parents to like ask them and find out more, you were just okay, you kept on finding out from outside.
Okay,
really interesting. So the first time I got to know about virginity was in primary school. It was in basic six. Throughout my years in primary school, I never heard anything virginity. It was in basic six when most of my classmates already seen their monthly periods and they were always talking about it. And it was always a whisper. You dare not talk about it boldly or openly. So that was when I had to ask them and they told me what their parents told them about it. And until they got to my turn, when I started menstruating, I got my own little education on the whole thing about virginity, sex education and stuff like that. So that was when I knew what it was all about. So apart from the home, has anyone outside your home ever like come to you to tell you anything about virginity? When I say has anyone outside your home, this question is coming from a personal experience I've had, because when I was 17 years old, I finished secondary school and I was just jogging one early morning. I was fresh out of secondary school, really happy, exercising and waiting for admission into the university. So a guy, a random jogger, just crossed and was like, hey, I'd like to know you, are you still a virgin? So that question was like really weakening. I had to cross to the other side, thanks to my canvas. Thank God I was jogging that day. I just had to jog away from him because I was in awe. Most people would have seen that question as normal, as something that they should have answered, but me, I was like, okay, this kind of conversation is not meant to be had anyway. So have you guys had a similar experience?
Well, no.
Lucky you.
Me too. No stranger has ever asked me such kind of
question. So people should just be really sensitive, because that guy was with a really insensitive.
You don't even know if person was mutually
sensitive. Like somebody I have never seen all my life. I am coming to ask me that time, like, who sent you, Oga? Like, it was really, really bad. And it affected me. I was like thinking, I was like, okay, I shouldn't have run. I should have just stayed there to, like, pour invectives.
You took the right decision.
So, like.
And again, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I can recall my uncle told me something when I was a kid. He said, never tell anybody if you're a virgin or not. He didn't give me like very good reasons, but he just said, even if you're a virgin, don't tell anybody. If you're not a virgin, don't tell anybody. Just keep it to yourself. You get why, as we say.
But the thing, you support that this whole thing about virginity should be hushed. It shouldn't be public. If you're meant to, like, your sexuality, you should just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, I think you should keep it to yourself. Okay. But just be pure.
I think so too. You should keep it to yourself. You shouldn't go around telling people that you have done this, you have not done this, and stuff like that. So, moving on to the next question. Before I move on to the next question, I want to ask something.
Yeah.
Now, this one your uncle called you to tell you that you should never tell anybody if you are a virgin. It's really shocking, because most of my male friends, they don't have any sex education from home. It is attributed to girls only. All the focus is on girls. Virginity, girls. Why? Is it because they see their periods, or because they are the ones that give birth to children? So,
virginity is not attributed to a particular gender. It's for both sexes. Okay, so it shouldn't be for the ladies only, for girls.
But you know, I feel like
in our homes, it starts from our home. So the duty of every parent is to educate the male and the female gender.
Raise your male children just like you raise the female children.
So
in other
it shouldn't
aspects,
be like everything
cooking.
Just hammer it on the girl, and you're a girl, keep yourself. Without forgetting that it takes two to tango.
Yeah, should I add something to that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, in the African community, that's like, women are expected to be passive and, you know, subjective in a way. Like, we attribute a lot of things
to
women or ladies, and that thing is actually bad. And I once watched a movie, I won't tell the name, but I think it's Nollywood, a young guy, he had sex, and then when he came back, he told his mother. His mother was like shouting at the boy, why did you do it? And then when the father came and was asking, why are you shouting at the guy? So her mother explained everything to the father. The father said, is it bad? He's off me.
But imagine it was the girl child that
thing had happened. The lady, if it was a girl, he go hot for the girl.
Castalago
boss. So it's not good.
Yeah.
A girl should be a virgin.
Boy as well, not just, let it not be attributed to just one gender. Thank you very much for that, Namdi. We'll go on this very short break, and when we come back, we'll be looking at other questions relating to virginity, and in conclusion, you know if we think virginity is really worth the hype or not. Welcome back, listeners. Namdi, why do you think people engage in sexual activities? You know, the rates at which people engage in sex, premarital sex in this generation is really alarming. So what do you think are some of the causes?
Okay, I believe there are many reasons why people engage in sexual activities. And I think one of them is influence from friends. Like, when you have the wrong friends around you, the words and the sentences they are going to be using, they are going to be influencing you negatively. So I think the first step is just to get good friends around you, because if you are a friend to these kind of people that love living wayward lives and carefree lives, before you know it, you will get influenced negatively, and that will be very bad for you. So just get yourself good friends.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Zute.
Also, another thing is some of the movies we watch, or even books that we read, honestly doesn't help us, because most of these foreign movies, before you know it, there is hardly a scene that will pass without them including a sexual
yes.
whatever part in the movie. So these things corrupt our mindsets, you know. It see us, makes us not to think again, makes us not to understand the real purpose of sex and what it is. For instance, there are some movies, there is one movie I watched, in the movie the father was giving his son, I think, son that is not to 16, a condom, you know, that kind of thing. So people, an average teenager will think, oh, okay, this is the way now, you know. And then you watch some movies, the girl will be with her circle of friends, she'll be narrating her experience with the guy she slept with, and you're like, oh. So these are, it just corrupts our mind. And some of the books we read too, they encourage sex. So these are also one of the reasons why people engage in sexual activities.
Everything just goes down to Western influence, because it's just everything from the West. People want, they see it as development and all. So my advice to parents listening, I always have an advice for parents in every of my episodes. And my advice to parents is that whatever your child is watching, reading, you should just like be there to guide them, so that they won't read the wrong ones. Because even cartoons of nowadays, like, are really, really corrupt. They portray different kinds of things, cheating, sex, foreplay, like so many things happen right now in animation. So you have to like be there for your children, guide them, whatever they are watching and stuff like that. It's better to catch them young, because when they grow older, you just have it will be really, really difficult.
Yeah.
Do you have something to say?
Yes, I think another reason why people engage in it is ego. Like, you know, some friends, they brag about, like some guys, they will be bragging about how many girls they have slept with.
Trying to boost their ego.
Yes, yeah, to feel among you. So you do it to feel among your, you know, they'll just be saying these kind of things, joking about it, laughing, being happy. Mm. They will just be like, be in a competition. Yes, they'll be hailing you more, you'll be a good guy. So there'll be a kind of competition among them. Include girls also, we just say, you know, they do it to boost their ego. Like claiming I've slept with, you see somebody saying I've slept with 5 guys. Another girl will say, oh mom, you are just a kid. I've slept with
And I feel like girls, guys. The one of girls is always associated with money. Any girl that is boasting of how many men she has
slept. Yes, I've heard some.
She's
some
also
girls
talking about
be like,
her financial gain.
Yes, their boyfriend, they'll be like, is he sleeping with me for free? Mm-hmm. You know, so girls, they just give their bodies and in return,
in exchange for money.
So
yes.
So it's really sad.
It's very bad. Again, watching pornographic thing, movies and pictures, like erotic things, is very bad also. Like it will start influencing you and you start having a bad mindset.
Thank you, Nnamdi, for that very wonderful contribution. Say no to pornography because it is against our religious and moral background, our religious and moral views. So, Zutem, from a Christian perspective, what is your view on virginity and sex, and what do you think are the possible consequences that follow?
Okay, well, I believe strongly that if you're a believer, you're a Christian, that you're meant to uphold God's word. God's word says flee away from fornication. So I believe that you need to obey God's word, and God is not foolish. He knows the reasons why he has made such command. It's for our own good, not even for him, it's our own good. So, and it's also, it's for our own good, because our bodies are the temple of our body is the temple of God. So, there is so much blessing that comes with keeping yourself. There's so much blessing that comes with keeping yourself and waiting until the time is
right.
Yes,
with the right person. There's nothing like making the right decisions with the right person.
Honestly, it's like an icing on the cake in marriage.
Wow.
Thank you very much for that. Namdi, what is your view on virginity and sex apart from the Christian view? How else do you see it?
Okay, well, I think there are many consequences of engaging in sexual activities before marriage. I think one of them is the psychological fact. Then the second one is the health fact. So when we talk about psychological fact, to me, you know, having sex before marriage, it could affect someone mentally. Like, it could cause a kind of mental trauma. And if you're a student particularly, it will, like, it will affect you academically. It will make you to lose focus on class, in classes and all that. So it will affect you academically. That's the first one. Even if you're a businessman or a worker in somewhere, it will still affect you emotionally or mentally. So that one is the health factor. You know, we should abstain from sex before marriage because we could contract diseases from it. Because even if we use what we call protection, it is not 100% safe. So you have to just abstain from it because you will contract diseases. Again, unwanted pregnancy. And we all know what comes along with it: shame, embarrassment, and all that. And when you become pregnant, it could, especially as a lady, it could hinder you from, you know, going forward in your education and all that. So I think these are some of the
things. I also want to add that if, for instance, you're in a relationship and you maybe something leads to another and you're no longer interested with the person, or you just break up. If you've not slept with the person, I don't think it hurts more than when
you have had sex with the person.
Yes. So just to keep your sanity, it's best not to engage
in. So that even if a breakup will occur, you say
at least we didn't go that far with this person.
True. Thank you guys so much for this wonderful contribution. There is more to this episode. We are going to have a second part of the episode. This is going to be dropping on the second Wednesday of March. I drop audios every second and last Wednesday of the month. If you are wondering why, it's because I was born on a Wednesday. Guys, expect the next episode, the part two of this wonderful topic with my very wonderful guests, Zutem and Namdi. I hope you have learned a thing or two from this episode. Do not forget to share, like, subscribe. We are available on all listening platforms. You can follow also on our social media handle on Twitter @TalkTalesPod and on Instagram, TalkTales_.